My name is Hamish McKenzie, and I'm the Global Accessibility Manager for the ANZ Banking Group here in Melbourne. I'm responsible for the accessibility of all of our digital products, so that would be the websites around the world, internet banking, and of course our various iPhone and Android apps.
How long have you been in this position?
I'll have been at the bank for 8 years in June, so coming up on 8 years now.
This particular role?
This particular role, yes.
What do you like best about it?
It's great fun because I work with so many different projects around the website, internet banking, and obviously the apps for phones. So it's just tremendous to work right across the organization as well as other areas like our ATMs, etc., making sure they're accessible as well.
Did you have any assistance securing this job?
I did actually, yes. I went through Vision in Australia's employment services when I first moved back to Australia after a stint at working in the Middle East, and they were fantastic in helping to organise this role.
Tell us about the technology in your job.
I'm a JAWS user. I also use NVDA, and they're the sort of only two adaptive bits of adaptive technology I use, other than obviously my iPhone and Android phones for testing apps at work.
Did you need financial assistance to get the position?
Vision Australia were great in helping to set things up and help me find the role. And when I got to work, they were also fantastic in terms of funding any adaptive technology needs I had.
And how long did it take you to secure this role?
I was working at Vision Australia on a part-time basis when the role came up. And I think sort of end to end, it probably took about 3 weeks.
Take us through your career very briefly, Hamish, because it took a dramatic turn some years ago.
Indeed, it did. When I left school, I went to Dubai and worked there for a firm of accountants for a couple of years when I thought I wanted to be an accountant. I then realised I didn't. Went back to university and having finished that again, ended up back in Dubai working for an international paint company. And that's obviously when I lost my sight when I was over there when I was 26. I did a bit of quick rehab in the UK for a couple of years and then moved down to Australia with my partner then and have been here in Australia since 98, having worked at a number of places, including Morgan & Banks and Vision Australia, and a brief stint working for the government of Dubai from 2003 to 2006.
How long after that horrific disruption did it take you to get back on track with your work?
It was probably about a year after that. I had the accident over in Dubai, as I mentioned, and went back to the UK where I did about sort of 6 months of rehab and retraining with canes and computers, etc., because I couldn't even turn a computer on at the time. I was completely computer illiterate. So I probably started doing some sort of part-time and casual work for a blindness organization over there in the UK. And then when I moved down to Australia, I was fortunate enough within about sort of 3 weeks of being here to get straight in with a role at Media Monitors while I was up in Canberra. And then upon moving down to Melbourne, after a couple of months, I got work with Morgan & Banks.
What's your educational background?
I've got a degree in sports science and geography, a double major. So having gone down the accounting role, I decided I'd rather do something at uni that I would enjoy more.
You use a guide dog. Do you have any vision?
No, I've got no vision at all. I lost both my eyes in the car accident I had over in Dubai. So, yep, completely and utterly, totally blind.
How would you explain the biggest challenges you've had in finding and progressing with your work?
I think I've been fairly fortunate compared to some people who are struggling in that I've never really struggled to find work for a long period of time. I've obviously been employed for shorter periods, but I think with a good set of personal skills and some good assistance, such as I got from the Vision Australia Employment Services, I've always been really lucky in getting my foot in the door, so to speak, for an interview, and from then on, just having the confidence in my own abilities and being able to answer particular questions that an employer might have, and that's something I always tried to draw out of them. You know, what is it you think I'd struggle with in this role? And then, you know, explain to them exactly how using adaptive technology and other techniques we could overcome those issues.
How has being employed impacted on your life?
Being employed is great for a whole number of reasons, and just the support of other colleagues at work is fantastic. It's also great from a social point of view, because most workplaces do that as well. And obviously, you know, the financial side of things makes life a little more comfortable as well when you're working. So it's obviously tremendously important, and the benefits are there as well. And the ANZ have been fantastic supporting me in my sporting career as well, in terms of giving me sporting leave for the likes of the Blind Cricket World Cup and Goalball World Championships over the years.
So you have a pretty hectic life along with family life.
Yes, indeed. No, three kids all starting to get to the pointy end of school. And no, it's fantastic, fantastic to be busy. But yes, fortunately for me now, I think at the ripe old age of 45, I'm starting to wind down the sporting career.
Can you name anything or anyone who's had a really significant influence for you?
Yeah, I think at work, we've got a very strong, well, it was a disability action plan. It's now called an accessibility and inclusion plan. And the lady that's in charge of that, Sue Jeffries, is a fantastic advocate for all things inclusion. And it's just fantastic to see how the culture within the organization has grown from when I started, being, you know, they were trying, but they didn't really know what to do. And with the support of a number of organizations, including Vision Australia, we've now got a really active group around that program, and just the support there for anyone with a disability within the ANZ is fantastic. But in calling one person out, yeah, Sue's been tremendously helpful over the journey.
What do you bring to your job that makes you really successful?
Look, I'm a very positive person, and I'm quite analytical as well. So that works really well, especially as we're working with some developers in India and China. And just, you know, being able to figure out issues that have arisen from an accessibility point of view, and sort of get the message across to them about how we can prevent these happening in the future. And problem solving is a really enjoyable part of my work as well. And that's something I think I do quite well.
So what advice do you have for anyone considering hiring someone with vision loss?
Don't be afraid of it. That's the main thing. You'll be rewarded in many ways. I mean, we've got statistics everywhere about how much better an employee with a disability is in terms of attendance and staying in the role, in terms of the effort that they'll put in. So look, you know, just give someone a go, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Have you got any advice for anybody considering working, particularly in your career area?
Absolutely. The most important thing is to make sure that your adaptive technology is so in the background for you that it doesn't impair your ability to work. So that it's got to be so second nature, everything you're doing with your adaptive technology, so that it's just about invisible. And that enables you to compete on an even footing with your sighted peers at work. So it's really sort of understanding your technology, and obviously learning the applications you need to use in your workplace, so that, you know, you are in the top percentile of people, and that makes you, you know, as competitive as your sighted peers may be.